Please do not listen to this recording whilst driving or operating machinery. When you are ready, you can lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax, and just make yourself nice and comfortable. Closing the eyes, and you can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillow, knowing that the pillow will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back onto the bed. Fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside, none of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet. Your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And now you are resting comfortably there, listening to the sound of my voice here, with your eyes closed comfortably. You can be aware of your eyes and of how you are in control, and how you could open them should you wish. And that's fine, because I really wouldn't want you to go into hypnosis too quickly. I would prefer that you discover how much easier it is to simply allow events to occur in their own time and in their own way. And as you allow that feeling to continue in a shoulder, a leg, a hand, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, the sounds that surround you, the ticking of the clock perhaps, or the distant murmur of traffic, paying close attention now to those feelings, those changes as they occur, as you wonder at your own ability to let go completely and drift into a trance, while your conscious mind has already begun to drift off somewhere else, allowing the body to relax and the mind to relax, without knowing at all how much more comfortable and relaxed you can become. I wonder if you can remember now those experiences of drifting off while sitting comfortably watching television. So engrossed in the storyline, listening to the voices as your eyes closed to rest quietly for a moment in time. Hearing the music or those words spoken in that quiet and relaxed way. When a word or a sound brings to mind a particular memory and you drift into that memory, dream away for a time, come back to the words again until the words and the music become a soothing murmur, a relaxing sound heard only in the background of the mind, like a conversation overheard, a peaceful and quiet time, and the subconscious part of your mind continues to hear all that is important to you, whilst your conscious mind drifts off to another place without really noticing that there is no need for you to make the effort to try, to hear or to understand everything that is said or not said here. As you rest so quietly there, you really have known all along how much easier it is to learn when you are so relaxed. Though I wouldn't want you to relax too quickly at first, I would prefer that you discover now how much easier it is to recognise the small changes, tiny changes, almost imperceptible changes happening in your breathing and in your pulse. How quiet and comfortable you have become as that feeling of security relaxes you even deeper than before. Your unconscious may choose to relax just one of your fingers before it continues to relax one of your thumbs. Or perhaps it will discover that your wrist will be a handier place to begin relaxing. But the conscious of your mind can enjoy being curious about exactly where those feelings will begin. And now, please consider a stone being skipped across the clear, calm surface of a pond. The stone skips once, twice, three times and more, each time the interval shorter as it loses momentum, slowing down more and more. As it strikes the surface, the peace and tranquility is disturbed. The water flows in ripples that spread in perfect rings. But then the stone can skip no more. All momentum is dissipated, its power lost, and so it slips quietly down beneath the surface, gently floating down, past the creatures that live here, drifting down gently, quietly, past the water plants, and nothing is disturbed as it finally comes to rest there, still now, on the bottom of the tranquil pool. And on the surface, even the ripples become quieter as they spread in ever-increasing circles, to disappear entirely as the surface becomes calm again. And you can take the opportunity to quietly reflect upon those problems as you recognise now that ability that is yours, to relax, to let go of tension, anxiety, aware now of your ability to see things in a different way, and to accept those things that seem to be one thing and then turn out to be something else entirely. And then the difficulty and ease that can be your experience telling the difference between souls and souls, sun and sun, bear and bear, changing old beliefs, recognizing new capabilities and capacities, learning new ways of doing things. I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue, the same or to deepen even more now as you try to remember all those things I have said here. About that pool there, that television, that stone that drifted down slowly, even as you drift with your own thoughts and enjoy allowing that pleasant and comfortable experience of heaviness of arms, of legs, to continue there now as I continue to talk to you. Each word that I speak, relaxing you deeper still. And as you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I would like you to imagine something for me. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home. Somewhere you have been, or somewhere you have seen in a film, or on television, or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you are creating all for yourself right now. But you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more. And with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress and tension and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor that leads to a door. A door to a very special place. A room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room you can feel just exactly as you would want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed and perfectly at ease. And to find this place, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number, drifting deeper now, my voice following as I count. 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more. Every step down taking you closer to that room inside. To 9. Stepping down to 8. Perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And there's a handrail, strong and solid on the wall alongside you. Worn smooth by years of use, and you realise that you have been down this stairway many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6, there's a picture on the wall beside you, a picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence. Somewhere special you have been, or somewhere you know. Or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you. Directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to 5. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down from 4 to 3. Almost as if you are walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2. Every muscle, just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway and you can see the door at the end. And as you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists, you're just finding it for yourself again now. As you step down from 2 to 1, almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you have already achieved in your life. Smiling faces of friends and family and loved ones. And as you walk down along that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock. An old, antique grandfather clock. And you hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real, and you can choose to place your mind in that space now as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realizing that although they have been round so many times, every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist. Now, because the past is gone, and gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is that we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future is just a dream. A dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. You can choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness and all the success that you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth deep inside, back and forth, back and forth, and you catch your reflection and notice that something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you are standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face, or happiness in your eyes, a joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection of yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself, and how you will find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the person you seek to be, the person you truly are. Before you open that door, you study it and you catch its every detail. you notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, its shape, its colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or will it glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle, and before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket or around your neck on a length of twine? Or is it already in your hand, an old ornate key that's cool to touch but warming as you hold it in your hand? Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked to you, and that this room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is simply remember that it exists deep inside you right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks the door. As you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be, all around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself. Each day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here, now, for you to tap into and enjoy. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may of course wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health, intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws, for whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around, and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want or something even more useful presents itself, as though what you have been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. Be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. Now each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows, that means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, wherever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person. You go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination, but now, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You choose which reality is yours, and you will you not? So for now, you can continue to just drift and dream, secure in the knowledge that the world is safely still turning.